The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Good morning, everybody. Congratulations, you've made it. It is Friday, June 19th. And glad to have you along this morning on this edition of Talk Back. This first hour is open phone, so it's dedicated to you. Whatever might be on your mind, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
Here it is Friday, and I know you probably have big plans for the weekend.
Yeah, going up to the lake later. So not big plans or anything.
Well,
like
you
that,
know,
but yeah,
bigger than mine. Let's put it that way.
Well, no, not really. You're going further than I am.
We're going to Bozeman. My wife's brother is celebrating his 70th birthday. That means I'm far older than him, but don't tell anybody. Anyway, no, we're going to Bozeman right after we get off the air this morning, and so off we go. And looks like it's going to be a nice day for traveling. So what's going on with your world, everybody? Give us a call. It's open phone, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Lots going on. And looking ahead to the 9 o'clock hour, on the phone will be Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. So looking forward to that visit. It's always fun when Austin is here. And he, by the way, he loves taking questions and calls and comments from our TalkBack listeners. So we're hoping that you got something saved up for Austin Knutson. All right. Now, I'm just wondering what everybody's going to be doing for the to celebrate America's 250th birthday, which is, of course, coming up on the 4th of July. 250 years. Just amazing. And I know I don't look it, but I was there. So, anyway. All right, folks are calling in. It is open phones. Let's get Nancy on the line first. Nancy, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, morning, Glory. And I just want to wish all the fathers out there Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And I just want to say this, that New York State is trying to make laws forbidding the definition of what is a mother and whom is a father. And I just want to say, I don't care who or what kind of laws these radicals make. Our law is the Constitution of the United States of America, and we have the First Amendment. If you want to call a mom a mother, if you want to call a dad a father, that is your right, and I'm a firm believer in there is men and women. I don't know. I'm not going to criticize somebody who enjoys the company of the opposite of the same sex. That's for God to do that. But our law is a constitution. So other than that, I don't know what else to say here. I think New York State is wrong.
I will tell you this, aside from New York State, I have the privilege now for the last 2 years to being known as Papa, a grandfather. And so my little guy, Jakey, we just had a video conversation with him just yesterday, and he kept saying, Papa, 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 every time he'd see my face. So it is wonderful. And I tell you, there's just absolutely nothing like it in this world.
I know. And my great-grandkids, I've got four of them now, two boys and two girls.
Good for you.
And they say, a grandma from Montana. That's a grandma from Montana. And I tell you, that is so humbling. I feel so blessed, to be grandma from Montana for my great-grandkids and also my grandsons. I've got four of them. But this is going too far. I mean, when you're trying to tell people what to say and how to think, that is beyond our civilization.
All right.
And our laws, our constitution. It's just not right, Peter.
By the way, you should make that a bumper sticker, the grandma from Montana. I think it's a great idea. Hey, we're running up against a break. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. It is open phones for the first hour, so give us a call. We'll be right back after this timeout. TalkBackers.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Partly sunny Friday and warm with highs back into the mid-80s. We are expecting increasing clouds later in the day. Some monsoon moisture pushing into the region. Showers, thunderstorms impacting southwest Montana into Idaho. There's a chance some of those could push into the southern Bitterroot, perhaps as far north as Missoula. But generally speaking, skies should be mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a few clouds at times. A threat of afternoon shower development. High pressure will be the dominant feature with highs around 80 and lows in the 50s.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises to help you recover. However, they may be dishonest individuals hoping to take advantage of your situation. Don't be a victim. If you suspect fraud, contact NICB at reportinsurancefraud.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
It's a Friday, June 19th edition of Talk Back. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen is taking your phone calls this morning. Open Phones is open for business, and Mike from Big Timber is first. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Peter. I'd like to comment and correct someone who called yesterday, and that guest you had on yesterday was very, very informative. One of your callers called in and said that Hezbollah was established after Israel had invaded Lebanon, I believe. That's what he said, which would have been in 67 during the Lebanese War. It actually was established after the Ayatollah came to power, and it was established by Iran just to, and it was set up in Lebanon to bomb Israel, to wipe them off the face of the earth. It was actually a treaty signed in 1981, but Hezbollah tore it up. And he also mentioned that Israel constantly pushes people out and occupies, which is, of course, the narrative of all the Israel haters and the Jew haters and the anti-Semitic people. They push no one out. If they get into a conflict and they occupy, it's in a defensive position. And don't forget, the UN, NATO, and every other government in the world tells them to pull back after they've established a position to keep themselves free from invasion. So I do not like this constant harassment of Israel by this particular caller. And Israel does not get all this money that people think that they get. They get a certain amount, but a lot of the money goes to U.S. companies to develop and to build what Israel needs as defensive weapons, according to the agreements that have been established in the budget. And they have come up with unbelievable progress. For example, the F-35 was not ready for combat until Israel did some modifications in the companies in Israel, because Israel knows how to fly jets. So this whole thing about Israel getting all this money is totally wrong. And if anybody wants to get the exact proof of this, listen to Mark Levin's show last night. Just call it up.
All right.
First hour. Okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Mariah is standing by. Good morning, Mariah. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please. It's open phones. Hello, Mariah. Are you there, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, I had the phone away from my head. Hey, this morning on the entertainment report, they forgot to or didn't know about that Sunday is the Maid Fair at Karis Park.
Wonderful.
From noon to 4.
Did you say the Maid Fair
Or yeah, you know, the one where everything is made here.
Oh, right, yeah. Made in Montana, made in Missoula Fair, right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's Sunday afternoon.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for letting us know.
Well, you know, they talked about all the other stuff, the Zoo Town thing and everything else that was going on. I don't know how they missed that, but that's always a big deal and lots of fun, so...
Well, there's always something fun going on in Missoula, especially around the weekend. And so sometimes it's hard to fit everything in.
Well, I don't have internet, so your entertainment report is pretty much the only time I ever hear anything. So, you know, and I imagine there's some other people that don't get on there and look for stuff, too, so... I just thought I might let everybody know.
Well, we sure appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Mariah. Jeff is up next. Jeff, good morning, sir. You are on TalkBack. What's on your mind? Hello, Jeff. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Sorry, Peter. Here I am.
There we go. We got you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my earbuds have been acting up. Sorry about that. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. Yeah, that Eagles intro was really cool. Take it easy.
You bet.
It's a good thing for a Friday morning.
Absolutely.
Mike, I think it's from Big Timber. He's rapidly becoming one of my favorite new callers, a man of common sense. The fact that he mirrors my own opinions has nothing to do with that, of course. But I wanted to talk about two things, one serious, one funny. The serious thing first is that I don't know if anybody else has read this, but the European Union Parliament just passed an anti-immigrant bill.
Really?
Yes. The middle and the right sides combined to pass it, and with chance of sending them back after it passed. So,
if anybody's been following the international news, Great Britain has had an unbelievable deluge of immigrants from quite literally all over the world. And as you know, England is not a big country. London may be the biggest city in England, but it's not that big. And from what I understand, there have been demonstrations and riots and all sorts of things, all sorts of unrest there.
Well, one of the problems is that Britain is not in the EU, so they still have their immigration issues. And yeah, the fact that their immigrant gangs have raped between 250 and 400,000 underage British girls.
Wow.
Without any attribution by the government because they don't want to be seen as racist.
Wow.
It's just horrible, unconscionable. So it's a good start for Europe. Let's hope Britain does something similar soon. But I want to end on a funnier note, end the week.
Let's hold you, Jeff, real quick.
Hold off. Because we're coming up against a hard break here in just a moment. So I want to give you plenty of time to tell your story. And just to remind folks that all the other phone lines are open. It's open phones from now until 9 o'clock when Attorney General Austin Knutson will be joining us. And he loves taking your phone calls. He'll be there from 9 to 10. Our phone lines are open, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-530. Now, we're going to come right back and finish up with Jeff and hopefully you as well when we come back right after this quick timeout on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Hey, if you're waking welcome back to the Friday, June 19th edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen, producing Talk Back, taking your phone calls. And Jeff, we had to cut you off there because of the upcoming commercial break, but please go ahead and continue.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sure, on a funnier note to end, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about Freddie the German, who's been traveling the United States and documenting his travels on X and talking about all the wonderful things he's discovered, like Buc-ee's.
I did see that. I did see his post on Buc-ee's. I've never been to a Buc-ee's, but it looks interesting.
It is an experience, let me tell you. But here's a new warning out just yesterday from the TSA. TSA warns World Cup visitors not to pack oversized bottles of ranch dressing in their carry-ons as ranch mania spreads among foreign fans. Apparently, you can't get ranch dressing in Europe. And a lot of people have come over here and discovered it. And they're buying big bottles and putting it in their carry-on and then finding out that, no, anything over 3 ounces gets confiscated.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say, isn't it like 3.6 ounces? So they should just buy 10 3.6-ounce bottles, right? I mean, instead of the 3-ounce bottles instead of the one big one.
Yeah, this is my PSA for all the World Cup travelers. You have... ranch packets. What's the name of the
Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley Ranch. Right.
Ranch packets. Buy the dry packets. Pack those. You can carry as many of those as you want, and then make it fresh when you get home.
It's not the same, Jeff. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
But I guess if you don't have it, it's something. I guess, you know, it'll at least scratch the itch. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're a Greg's Ranch family ourselves, and there were tears shed when Costco stopped carrying it for a while. But good news, it's back at Costco, so you can get Greg's again as well. So, you know, those of us with more refined palates here in the United States are able to distinguish between the various kinds of ranch dressing. But I guess, you know, if you're British or European, any ranch will do.
Well, I can't eat Hoagieville, my chicken strips at Hoagieville. I can't eat those without ranch dressing. I mean, it's just, it's impossible. And their Hoagie fries taste better with ranch dressing as well. So anyway.
Yeah, it's a sacrilege. I mean, there's just some things that aren't done. So
absolutely.
I thought I'd end with that.
Jeff, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. And we would love to hear from you. Whatever's on your mind this morning, it's open phones from now until 9 o'clock when we'll be welcoming Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. But right now, it's Ed. Ed, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. Go ahead.
Hey, related to this ranch dressing thing, do you remember the day where you could not buy Coors beer on the East Coast?
I remember that.
It was only available out here, and people would, when they flew home, would bring a case of Coors beer with them. And I asked my brother-in-law about that, and he said, higher alcohol content. And I said, baloney. It was 3-2, just like the others, but... flying home with a case of Coors beer, that beats ranch dressing, I think.
Well, you have to forgive me. I'm not a beer drinker, so I have absolutely no idea about the whole culture of Coors and all that sort of thing. But when it comes to taking it on the plane with you, first of all, is that allowed? I mean, do the TSA agents confiscate it and then go have a party afterwards, or how does that work?
This was before TSA. This was in the 70s, early 70s.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And, and of course, wouldn't sell it, you know, on the other side of the Mississippi or something like that. And they increased the desire for this stuff back there. I thought it was just funny as can be.
Well, I was just asking Google if it's possible. And here's the answer. Yes, you can bring Coors beer on a plane. However, due to its volume and the 3-1-1 liquid rule, full-size cans and bottles must go in your checked baggage. You cannot bring them in your carry-on bag through security. So you got to trust that the pressure of what's going on in your suitcase underneath the plane is not going to explode the Coors. Maybe you have to pay your money and take your chances, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thanks a lot, Peter.
All right, thanks much for the call. We appreciate it. 721-1290 is the number, 1-800-568-5309. And we have time to get another call in. Okay, we got about a minute before we take a break. We have Lou from Carbon County waiting to talk with us, and we appreciate that. And John from Bozeman also is going to be checking in. So if you have, by the way, it is open phones. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we want to talk about. Go ahead, please.
I will say, too, you haven't mentioned yet, but our crime report will be at 8:50, so
right.
We only have about 20 more minutes of open phones. So if you want to call in and talk about ranch dressing, we're here to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So
you bet. Go. All right, Coors, ranch dressing, you name it. It doesn't matter. Whatever. It is quite literally open phones. And again, the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, just give us a call. We'd love to make you part of the show. That's what it's all about, especially now that we're statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We'd love to hear from some of those towns that haven't called in yet. So please do so. 406-721-1290 is our number. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. We've got Lou from Carbon County. We've got John from Bozeman. We've got Harry standing by. Quintessential open phones continuing on Talkback right after this.
If you're looking. Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Partly sunny Friday and warm with highs back into the mid-80s. We are expecting increasing clouds later in the day. Some monsoon moisture pushing into the region. Showers, thunderstorms impacting southwest Montana into Idaho. There's a chance some of those could push into the southern Bitterroot, perhaps as far north as Missoula. But generally speaking, skies should be mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a few clouds at times. A threat of afternoon shower development. High pressure will be the dominant feature with highs around 80 and lows in the 50s.
This is our shared heritage, but today we're divided, except for our love of wildlife and wild places they and we call home. We are closer than you think. Learn more at defenders.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hey, it's the Friday edition of Talkback. Glad to have you along this morning. It's open phones for another, 26 minutes or so. And Lou is waiting patiently from Carbon County. Lou, good morning. Thanks for calling Talkback today.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. Lou, you're on. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, I wondered what you and your audience thought in 28. Will it be Vance Rubio or Rubio Vance? And if it is Rubio, what do you think Vance will do?
As far as wanting to be vice president again, or what?
In other words, my question is, do you think Rubio will be the nominee for president, or Vance will be the nominee? And if it is Rubio, I was wondering if Vance will accept vice president again, or step away.
Or just compete with him in the Republican primary.
Yes, but I'm curious about you and your reader, you and your listeners' opinion about which should take the top notch, Vance or Rubio.
Well, I like both of them, to be honest with you. I think they're both level-headed guys, and I think either one would be a good president, in my opinion.
I do, too. The diplomacy for Rubio is exceptional, but Vance seems to be in the slot to take it. I just don't know whether Rubio will overcome him. And either way, as you say, they're both good choices. I don't know if it's going to be a contentious convention or not. What do you think?
Well, it depends on what Trump is going to do. I mean, if he's going to just back off and say, hey, you guys decide this for yourselves, or if he's going to say, take one side against the other, I don't know what he's going to do. No one knows what he's going to do.
From day to day, that's correct. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. And I do believe we have, this is John from Bozeman. John, good morning. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I had a comment about the Coors.
Yeah.
When I was stationed in California, you couldn't get Coors beer. And so our C-141s would come in, and the pilots would have several pallets of Coors beer.
Now, why is it not sold? Is it not legal to sell in California? I don't understand that.
Oh, that was 50 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks.
And then the other comment I have is that if we hadn't done with Iran now, when they got a nuclear weapon, they would have blackmailed every country with the Hormuz Strait closure. And they do not care if they destroy themselves with a nuclear weapon. The 12th Imam, which is what they all believe, that if they destroy themselves, then they will meet the 12th Imam, or the 12th Imam will take over. And they do not care if they destroy themselves. They have done it before.
So how do you deal with a culture like that? I mean, if you can't bargain with them, if you can't reason with them, then what? Just have to defeat them?
Yes.
All right.
They, you know, they will destroy everything around them. Everyone is an enemy to them. If you're not Muslim, if you're not in their faith, they'll kill you. And if you doubt that, look at Nostradamus's book of Nostradamus. He shows there several pictures that were drawn by his son, and they all show the basically Muslim looking people killing everything around them.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's move on. I believe. Go ahead, please.
We only have a minute, so we might want to take a break.
Okay, we'll take our break now. When we come back, we have Rick from the Flathead Valley. We have Harriet, others waiting for open phones. So 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309, 406-721-1290. From all over Montana, we appreciate every single one of you. We have a much larger audience now, and we've gone statewide. So we love hearing from folks in central, eastern Montana, northeast Montana, southeast Montana. Hey, if you're listening to TalkBack and you've got a comment either for open phones or to talk with one of our guests, we welcome you to call us. Matter of fact, put our number in your phone at 406-721-1290 or I've got 1-800-568-5309 is the number as well. Again, 20 minutes from now, after the top of the hour news, we'll be visiting with Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. He'll be joining us on the phone and taking your phone calls and questions and things that are going on in his office of the Attorney General. So we're going to come right back after this quick timeout with more open phones on TalkBack.
Blowing out your birthday candles should be easy, but if you have undiagnosed COPD, you may find yourself short of breath. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years to your life. If you have symptoms like wheezing or chronic cough, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
We're back on TalkBack on this Friday, June 19th edition, and folks have been waiting through the break. Rick from the Flathead Valley is on the line. Rick, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please, sir.
Are you, Rick, is that who's up?
Yes, sir. You're on. Go ahead, please. Thanks for calling.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, I was a few weeks ago, a gentleman called in and said that his taxes had tripled. He was in a trailer house, didn't get his homestead paperwork filled out, and it kind of hit a bone, and I felt terrible, and I was going to call in and I was going to pay his money and help him out.
Wow.
Until I found out that it turns out it's half the state has been affected by this, and my own brother.
Wow.
So now my resources are going to go take. So I called the Department of Revenue, and I want to share this with the state of how irritated I am with our system. I call them. Yeah, and the guy was right. You have to pay the tax or you'll lose your trailer house. They'll take it and sell it for the taxes due. So if you don't have deep enough pockets to pay the almost 300% increase, you'll lose your home because of a piece of paper. But their response at the Department of Revenue is call your legislator. And I called BS on that. I said, you are paid in your department to represent all the people of Montana, to collect their taxes fairly and distribute them according to law. And I says, if you see an anomaly that one, that a law has indiscriminately picked on a class of people, wouldn't it be your job to run this up the flagpole to the governor who has signed this bill? So his hands are on it. There's a lot of people involved, and I'm not going to, and he's a good guy. I think Gianforte does a good job, and he can't be perfect. But I said, as a department head of the Department of Revenue, wouldn't you run this up to somebody and say, look what this has done? It increased their tax bill from 0.71 to 1.92 or something like that.
Wow.
Is what the gal told me. And I said, that's not right. I said, my brother's got deep enough pockets to cover his butt, and I will help him out if he can't. I'm not going to let him go down. But a lot of people don't have those resources in this state. You're picking on the bottom tier of people. They don't have computers. My brother said I couldn't fill out the form on my phone. It wouldn't let me do it. And they don't answer their phone, the Department of Revenue. His wife had just died. He just threw it away.
Wow.
That's probably the same exact thing that happened to half the people that live in a trailer court in the state of Montana. Probably don't have Wi-Fi, probably don't have a computer, and they don't answer the phone of the Department of Revenue. I can verify that because it took me 15 tries to get through to them.
Well, I will tell you this, if I may just insert and interject here.
Yes.
Our guest in the 9 o'clock hour is Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. So I would think if you want to call back and get in the queue and bring that up to him, I think he might have something to say about that.
Is that the head Fred that would channel this? I don't know. I don't know politics. I'm just a common Joe.
Well, that's okay. He's Montana's Attorney General. He's pretty well connected, so he might know who to call if he can't take care of himself.
Yeah, and I don't know. And I called the Department of Revenue, and I definitely chewed some butt. And it's not their fault. They didn't make the law.
Right.
I'm not picking on anybody particular, but I'm hoping somebody who's getting paid, who's getting a retirement, who's getting benefits from the people to work for the people, is seeing this and going, this isn't right. We got to fix this. And I think there's going to be a lot of people fall through the cracks that don't have deep enough pockets. They're in trouble because it cost my brother $2,000 extra
wow.
to live on his lot in his trailer because of this.
Well, thank you for the update. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to hearing about it later on. Maybe you can let us know what happens down the line. Harry's on the line right now. Harry, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. A couple comments real quick. The guy got mad at the department. That's not their fault. Like he said, it's not their fault. It's the legislature. That's why you contact your legislators, because they're the ones who make the laws. You know, if the cops pull you over and you think the law, he may think the law that he's enforcing is bad. It's a law. So, I mean, and earlier the guy was talking about the Muslims being, you know, Iran being almost suicidal. That's a fallacy because you don't see the leaders on these Islamic things. They're not strapping on suicide vests. They're not, you know, they let some other jerk to do it. So, I mean, they, you know, they like to be in power, and it's the Islamic was a Revolutionary Guard. They're the ones that who have the real power, and they're not. I don't think they're that dead set on being Islamic. They're more on worry about making money and staying in power. But anyway, what I really wanted to call about,
okay,
is it's not I'm trying to sound like an old fart, but I sort of it saddened me to see these young girls putting bits of metal in their faces. You know, they have these beautiful faces, and then they want to stick, you know, chunks of, you know, these piercings, like, you know, in the eyebrow. Now they got this thing about the in middle of the nose. I call it a bull piercing or a pig piercing, because that's what they used to do for pigs to keep them from rooting in the ground. And it's, to me, it's, you know, it's like putting a billboard in front of Grand Canyon, no matter what you put on the billboard, it's not as pretty as what's behind it. I think it's just, yeah, it's sad that they think that this is actually enhancing their, you know, the prettiness of their face.
That is a very good analogy. I had not thought about that. I think that's very descriptive.
Yeah, and same thing with tattoos, although tattoos are starting to follow, you know, getting out of favor. But, you know, a little one here on the ankle, on the, you know, but when they, these, you know, because a woman's skin is beautiful, and, you know, just, you know, putting a picture on it doesn't enhance it at all. So, it's their skin, their face, they can do what they want with it. And, but I just think it's sad that they think they have to, you know, do stuff like that to try to enhance their beautifulness when they're already, you know, more than beautiful the way they are.
But. Well, a tattoo is pretty much forever, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they can take it off, but it still is gonna. There's sort of a discoloration. I've seen where they have a laser and they take the color out, but it's sort of discolored. You can see that was something there before. It doesn't come back perfect. So, yeah, I mean, it's again. You know, and that nose thing, that just, you know, it looked like they've got a booger hanging out of nose or something. But it's just, yeah, it's it's sad that they do that to their beautiful faces.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. We're coming up against a break. We have
the crime report coming up.
The crime report coming up. You bet. We're going to come right back and get the crime report. So stay with us. 406-721-1290 is our number. Talkback will continue right after this quick timeout. Oh, we got 20 seconds. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong clock there. All right. So just a reminder, looking ahead to the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be visiting with Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson. He's going to be joining us from 9 to 10. And, of course, Austin loves to take your phone calls. And, of course, he's got a very busy agenda. So stay with us. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome back to Talk Back, getting into our final segment for this hour. And we are always privileged to have with us Matt Jennings. He's Missoula County Attorney. And Matt, good morning, sir. And we are ready for your crime report, sir.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks so much. Had a really busy week this week. We filed 23 new felonies, and last week we only filed 8. So it's always this roller coaster. It's the most we filed this year, and disturbingly, 12 of those were violent crimes, and I'll break those down more in a minute. We also had 4 endangerment crimes. Those are mostly driving behavior. We've got a DUI 5th and a couple other incidents like that. We had 2 property crimes, 2 drug crimes, and 3 administrative crimes. Those were all fugitives that were picked up here with warrants from out of state. We always break down our violent crime category since that's our most important sort of category that we work on. And we had 5 family violence incidents, 5 domestic violence incidents this week. And that's a lot. A couple of these involve some knife attacks. That's really disturbing. And ongoing domestic violence almost always involves alcohol or drugs. We had 6 non-family violence, and I mentioned this with the DV cases, but over the last 2 weeks, we've had about 6 knife attacks. Luckily, nobody's actually been stabbed, but sort of lunging at people, brandishing a knife, and threatening circumstances. On one hand, it's not guns, and people didn't get hurt, so I'm thankful for that. But it is a little bit of a bizarre escalation in some of the violence that we see in the community. We did have 1 rape this week that we charged, and those we have a dedicated team that really works with victims. I'm making sure that we bring those sex crimes to a conclusion and get justice for the victims. So we hope next week's a little bit quieter, but don't necessarily know why 1 week is always busier than the one before.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fact that it's summertime, right? And yeah. So, you know, kids are out of school, like most of them are anyway. And so it just seems like there's more people out doing more things.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, some of these things arise out of, like, parties. There was also a homeless encampment that there was a fire down by the river, and that resulted in some charges, some drug charges. And so there's certainly things that are associated with people being out and about and being more active than they might be in the dead of the winter. But then on the other hand, you know, last week we only had 8, I think.
Right.
Felony charges, and it wasn't too bad, maybe a little bit cooler, but Yeah, we're coming into the holiday seasons here. I guess 4th of July is just a couple weeks away now.
Right.
Already starts flying by, and we do see some trends on those holiday weekends.
All right. What particular trends are we looking at?
Well, a lot of alcohol, and so we get a lot of DUIs. We get a lot of domestic violence. Sometimes people start drinking and things come out in their relationship, and then sadly that turns violent. And there's a lot of sort of parties, and sometimes those result in altercations. So those are the things that we see: domestic violence, sort of assault type of cases, and then drinking and driving and related injuries to that.
Well, Matt, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for sharing that, and we thank you for your report.
Well, thanks, Peter. Have a good weekend.
Take care, Matt. All right. That's Matt Jennings, Missoula County Attorney. We still have about, 3 minutes left in our time together. 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Looking ahead to the 9 o'clock hour, though, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson is going to be joining us. So, all right. We have, we have Marilyn waiting on the line. Marilyn, we got about 2 minutes. Go ahead, please. Marilyn, we have about...
Oh, hello, this is Marilyn.
We have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, really quick. So I'm hoping that... I don't know. I can't listen every day. But anyways, I-94, there's a ton of propaganda out on the streets about that. And I hope people are informed, and I hope people haven't signed the petition, and I hope you can have somebody on the show that can explain to people, as these lefties are trying to say... They don't want dark money to come in and be involved in our politics. There's a ton of dark money groups that are involved in this effort to get I-94 on the ballot and to lie to people to vote for I-94. So I hope you can get somebody on to talk about it. Tom Schultz had a good show on it, and there's been some good articles in the River Valley County paper, but anyways, people need to know.
All right, Marilyn, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, we're coming up on the end of our time to open phones here, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be visiting with Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson. And, of course, Austin loves taking phone calls from listeners because he's a feet-on-the-ground type of guy, and so if you have a question or a comment for Montana's top law enforcement official, that's Attorney General Austin Knutson. And it's always a fun hour when we get a chance to visit with him. So if you'd like to get in the queue, just give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Nick, any final words before we wrap up this hour, sir, from you?
Just some of the topics we'll be discussing with Austin. He filed a response in that Gallatin County attorney case, so we'll get an update on that back and forth with Cromwell. They're encouraging online safety during Internet Crimes Against Children Prevention Month, which is this month. And then he also waived driver's license and ID fees to encourage Montanans to add their citizenship marker in celebration of America's 250th birthday this July. The DOJ is recognizing World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which was earlier this week. I know we talked about that with Jim Brown, but we'll see what the DOJ is doing with that.
We're going to come back after the top of the hour, so stay with us. We'll be right back on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along on this hour number two of TalkBack for Friday, June 19th. I am Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning. And we are honored to have with us Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson, for an hour of his very precious time. Austin, good morning and welcome back, sir.
Nick, Peter, great to hear from you. Great to be with you.
All right. So the floor is yours, sir. Whatever you would like to let our listeners know about from your office.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Always lots of stuff going on at your Montana Department of Justice. You know, one of the things we just did a quick press conference about a couple of days ago in Bozeman. Of course, there's lots of stuff going on down there about citizenship. We just rolled out an initiative where we are going to waive some driver's license and ID card renewal fees. And here's the genesis behind that. Last session, we had a bill carried by Senator Teresa Manzella, one of your locals over there down the Bitterroot Valley, good friend of mine. Senator Manzella wrote a bill that required, it allowed the option for Montanans to have a citizenship marker on their identification card or their driver's license. This worked out perfectly for us because we have just rolled out a new, most secure driver's license and identification card in the country.
Wow.
Peter, these things are always getting counterfeited. There's a huge industry coming out of China faking and spoofing driver's licenses. This is a huge problem for a lot of our bars, our taverns, our liquor stores. Kids can get online, they can order a fake driver's license from China, and the things are pretty good. They a lot of times they even work in the barcode scanners. So this is something we're constantly dealing with. We have now just rolled out a new ID card, literally the most secure in the country. I mean, this thing's got security features in it that I didn't even know existed. So this worked perfectly because we can now add Senator Manzella's new law. If you want a citizenship marker, a U.S. citizenship marker, we can add that to your driver's license. Normally, there'd be an increased fee for that. But because it's America's 250th, because I'm such a fan of the president and what he's done, we are going to waive those fees for anybody that comes in and renews their driver's license, their ID card, their real ID. If you want to do that in the month of July, it's going to cost you nothing. Wow. It's really easy to get an appointment. A lot of times you can even just walk into our MVD stations. They're working so good now. No one used to like going to MVD. It was a nightmare when we took over, Peter, but it is an absolute breath of fresh air. And really one of the coolest things we've accomplished since I've been the AG is we have completely turned Motor Vehicle Division around. There's a new computer system in there. It's amazing. It works great. And the waiting lines are gone. You can make an appointment online if you want to, but you don't have to most times anymore. You can just walk in and get this done. So that's one service that we're offering at the Motor Vehicle Division. The other thing that I'd like to talk about really quick before we open up, this is Internet Crimes Against Children Prevention Month. And I know this is kind of an abrupt shift, but this is a big problem we've got in Montana. We call it ICAC, Internet Crimes Against Children. This is becoming a more and more prevalent and pernicious problem, not just in our country, but certainly in Montana. This is something that you don't think of maybe that happens in Montana, but I'm here to tell folks this is a huge problem. You've got child exploitation, child pornography. A lot of times we're seeing AI-created images. This is some gross, disturbing stuff. So what we're really asking folks to do this year is pay attention.
You bet.
Go ahead.
Well, we're up against a commercial break here. We're going to come right back. Our guest on the phone, Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. Phone lines are already filling up for you, Austin. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and we'll continue with Austin's comments, and then we'll take calls from our listeners. So stay with us, 406-721-1290. The Montana Talks Radio Network.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Partly sunny Friday and warm with highs back into the mid-80s. We are expecting increasing clouds later in the day. Some monsoon moisture pushing into the region. Showers, thunderstorms impacting southwest Montana into Idaho. There's a chance some of those could push into the southern Bitterroot, perhaps as far north as Missoula. But generally speaking, skies should be mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a few clouds at times. A threat of afternoon shower development. High pressure will be the dominant feature with highs around 80 and lows in the 50s.
Talk Talkback rolls right along this morning. Attorney General Austin Knutson, our special guest on the phone. And Austin, wanted to give you any extra time you may need for the things that you're doing before we start taking calls. So it's all yours.
Yeah, really quick, I just want to wrap this up. This is Internet Crimes Against Children Prevention Month. This is a big problem in our country. It's becoming a bigger problem in Montana. We've got new legislation that was passed in the last legislative session that stiffened up some crimes for us, some penalties. Guys, we're just seeing more and more of this in Montana, and I would really admonish my listeners, your listeners here, be really careful about posting pictures of your kids online. We're starting to see these crimes happen. We recently prosecuted a guy down in Carter County, southeastern Montana, for manipulating images that, you know, were publicly available. These were images he grabbed off somebody's Facebook site of their children, and he was able to use artificial intelligence and manipulate it and create child porn. No one wants that. We've got new statutes that we can charge this guy, but boy, it's just easier to be diligent. Also, more and more kids are playing games online. There's so many platforms online. Kids are online more and more. They got a device in their hand or they're playing video games. That is such a danger to children because those online platforms, predators have figured that out. And they're very often using those platforms to approach kids and solicit them. So really be vigilant for parents. I guess that's where I'd leave this.
You bet. Let's get right to the phones and say good morning to Rick. Rick, you're on with Austin Knutson. Go ahead, please. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Rick, you're on. You're on with the Attorney General. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I called a little bit ago and was concerned about an anomaly that might be facing the state with this homestead tax relief that they started last year. And it looks as though the people that own trailer houses may have fell through the cracks. And my brother was one of them, and there was a caller a few weeks ago that called in, that their rate went from 0.71 to 1.91 if they didn't return that card. So I called the Department of Revenue, and their response instantly is, it's the legislature. Call your legislature. Well, that'll take 2 years to get ironed out. So these people are going to have to pony up the funds to keep their house, or they're going to lose it. A lot of people don't have those funds, so this could be an issue with a lot of people in the state of Montana when their taxes come due. But my biggest concern was the response from the Department of Revenue and the caller that called in after I did earlier this morning. They said, it's not our problem. And I said, yeah, it is. You work for the state of Montana. You're paid by the people of Montana. And if you see an anomaly in your department, I think it's your job as the head of that department to run this up the flagpole to somebody, and I don't know who. The governor signed it. Maybe your hands are in this department. I don't know who does what to who. But I do think they have a responsibility to us when they see an anomaly, and that would be my response to that caller that called it after me. He says, no, I was wrong, he said. The law is the law. If it's a law, it's got to be enforced. You know what? You should probably ask the Jews what they thought of that in Germany a few years back. It's a law.
All right.
That's what the Germans did to the Jews. We can't do that. If we see something that's affecting our people, somebody's got to stand up and do something about it before it. I mean, we're not talking murder here, right, but this could be a life-changing experience for a lot of people.
Thank you for the call, sir. Austin, your thoughts?
Well, Rick, I definitely hear you, and I hear this a lot. I'm going to preface this by saying I'm in charge of the Department of Justice. I have absolutely nothing to do with tax collecting, with tax law, with the Department of Revenue. That's an agency that is wholly under the governor. I will say, I'm big on customer service. I believe that state government is here to serve our customers, which is you folks, which is the taxpayers of Montana. That's very important to me. However, I mean, they're technically not wrong in what they responded. The Montana legislature passed this property tax law last session. It was signed by the governor and went into effect. I think there definitely were some unintended consequences here. I think the legislature is going to have to fix what happened here. I'm certainly encouraging my colleagues in the Republican caucus to do that, because normally when I travel around the state, people don't talk to me about taxes. We're talking about methamphetamine, or we're talking about fentanyl, we're talking about drugs, we're talking about crime. Those are the issues that are in my wheelhouse. More and more often, as I'm traveling around, people are talking to me about the bad effects of this property tax bill that was passed last session. I think that's indicative. It's anecdotal, but I think it's indicative that there's a problem here. So, I mean, the good news is the legislature is only 6 months out. I think they've got to do something here. This is a problem. Looks to me like it was just a tax shift. We didn't actually. Yeah, we lowered some rates for some folks, but that just meant we floated everybody else's over on the other side of the ledger up. So, this really is up to the Montana legislature. The Department of Revenue does not have the legal authority to just say, "Yo, you know what? We don't like this law, or we're seeing some bad effects. We're not going to follow it." They have to execute the law. They're in the executive branch.
And so, basically, we have to wait for the legislative session for that to be rectified.
That's right, Peter. Yeah, the Montana legislature is who's got the authority to fix this.
All right. Well, do we have time to get another call in before we take a break, Nick? What do you think?
Yeah, we can try.
Well, let's try to get one more call in real quick. This is Judy from Columbia Falls. Go ahead, Judy.
Yes, hi. I'm calling, I guess, more for advice than a question. I live in Columbia Falls, and so does my daughter. And a sex offender, he was found guilty by a jury for sexual deviance without permission. I mean, and he's moving into the neighborhood. And the neighborhood is not like a city where there's no lights. It's a dead-end road. And I've been in contact with the parole officer who said, oh, no problem, the guy's not going to rent him anymore. But there's no proof that the guy has done anything. I actually called your office and talked to someone on the sexual violence department, but it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't seem to be getting any help. My granddaughter lives on that road, and there's three other families, and they all homeschool with girls, and the people right next to them has three girls ages 12, 10, and 8. And she's in an uproar. So what could I do? What could we do?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. That involves a much longer answer than within the 13 seconds we have left in this segment. So we're going to come right back, and Austin will talk about that when we come back from the break. 406-721-1290 is our number. Our guest, Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. Back after this.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Think you need to be a millionaire to buy a home in Montana? It certainly helps. Recent reports reveal Big Sky and Gallon Gateway are now locked in a fierce multi-million-dollar battle for the state's most expensive housing. Nick Northern reports.
Montana's most expensive housing is once again getting attention in a new national look at home prices across the country. One report points to Big Sky as the priciest zip code in the state, with median home prices around $3 million. But another ranking highlights Gallatin Gateway, just south of Bozeman, saying it actually tops Montana with median prices above 2.6, with some of those homes selling far higher. Different data sets, slightly different results, but both agree that Montana's most expensive neighborhoods are firmly in the multi-million dollar range. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
The University of Montana's popular U-River shuttle is coming back to the water. Starting Thursday, next week, June 25th, the zero-fare shuttle will provide free rides to popular access points on the Clark Fork River, including Chiron and Milltown State Park. The buses run Thursdays through Sundays from Campus Drive near the UM Outdoor Program Building. Weekday departures run hourly from 2 to 4 p.m., while weekend service expands from noon to 4. Riders will also get free on-campus parking. Just remember to deflate your floats before boarding, and if you're 12 or older, make sure you have a valid conservation license to get on the river. The free service will run through Saturday, July 26th. A major conservation bill moving forward in Washington with strong bipartisan support. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee is officially passing the America the Beautiful Act, sending it to the Senate floor, co-sponsored by Montana Senator Steve Daines and Maine Senator Angus King. The legislation aims to provide critical funding to tackle deferred maintenance costs around the country's national park units. Daines called the bill one of the greatest conservation wins of our time, noting its significance ahead of the 250th anniversary of the country. The Center for Western Priorities welcoming the news, but complaining the move is taking too long. This is the Montana State News Network.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own vacuum.
You said you'd never stop listening to your music.
Dance, yeah. Do your happy dance. Do your happy dance. Yeah.
That's right. Do your
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
You said you'd never give in to demands.
Two kids' meals. And a chocolate shake.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. And no amount of time is okay to leave your child in a car by themselves.
Long line today.
Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's the Friday, June 19th edition of Talk Back. I'm Peter Christian. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson joining us on the phone right now. And some legitimate fears for folks out there, Austin, from our last caller.
And Judy's still on.
Oh, yeah, Judy's still on. So go ahead, please.
Is there more from Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Judy.
No, I think I gave you the gist of it. I do have a lot more information, but don't want to take your time. That's pretty much, we don't want him to rent onto that road. How do we stop it? It's not a good fit.
So Judy, the quick answer is I don't think there's a legal way for you to stop it. And I know that's not a great answer. I can tell you the legislature has done more with this issue in the last couple sessions. But a lot of times this depends on enforcement. And what do I mean by that? So I'm not sure whether this guy has been convicted. That wasn't clear to me. But if he's been convicted of a sexual assault or a sexual crime, that means he's on the Sexual and Violent Offender Registry. That's the first step. These guys are all required to register and be on the registry. Now that depends on what they were convicted of and the severity of their crimes and that sorts of thing. But generally they're all required to be on the registry. My office keeps that registry up. That's number one. You need to be vigilant, keep an eye on that registry. And because we have had issues with some of these offenders moving and not updating, not telling their parole officer, not notifying local law enforcement that they've moved, A, and that B, here's their new address, so that people like you are notified that there's somebody in the area. The other thing is a lot of times this depends upon their conviction. What do I mean by that? These people are almost always on court conditions as a subject of their conviction and judgment from the court. They're on restrictions. They're not allowed to be within certain, and again, this depends on a case by case, but typically they're not allowed to be within certain distance of schools, of daycares, and that comes down to enforcement. That comes down back again to, we need to know where they're living. We need good parole officers, and to their credit, Department of Corrections, that's the probation and parole department. They do a great job of keeping an eye on these guys. One thing my office has done, Judy, and I'm not trying to pivot on you, but we had a real issue with that Sexual and Violent Offender Registry, that database. It was not being updated when I took office, and that was a real logjam from the locals. They were required to submit a piece of paper to the State Department of Justice here in Helena. We'd pick it up. We'd have to manually enter it into the registry to make sure that we've got an updated address for one of these offenders if they moved. We cut that middleman out completely when I took over, and we eliminated about a six-month backlog. The locals can now, local law enforcement, local probation and parole can now get on and update that registry themselves. If they know one of these guys is moving into a community or is leaving a community, they can update that registry in real time, and we've really cut back on that backlog. So I would love to tell you that there's a way for us to keep this individual out of your neighborhood. There probably isn't. I would say stay in contact with local probation and parole. Didn't catch that.
You mentioned schools. What about homes? You mentioned schools. All these other three families on that road homeschool, all of them. Does that account for anything?
I don't I don't know that that is covered under the state statute. I don't know that it isn't duty. I don't have that one memorized off the top of my head. I would need to look at the statute. But my guess is that the Montana legislature probably has not put that in. But again, I don't know that for certain. Judy, here's what I'd like you to do. Email me personally. My email is austin.knudsen, K-N-U-D-S-E-N, at mt.gov. That doesn't go to a staffer. That doesn't go to a front desk. That comes to my computer. Okay? Send me some details here, and I can answer some questions for you, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
You bet.
And beautifully handled, by the way. I believe Skip is next. Skip, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Peter. And I really appreciated the way you answered that lady's question, Austin. This is Skip. I wanted to tell you, you brought up some things since you've been on. One was the crimes against children program, I guess you want to call it. And here in the Valley County, we're appreciating how that's being handled. We actually have an officer, I believe, in our sheriff's department. I'll use his first name is Daniel. You were down here many months ago and started emphasizing that program. And I hear a lot of talk around here being well done, and you were part of that, so thank you. I wanted to also tell you that, you know, our Sheriff Steve Holton got handily reelected in the primary. And so what I wanted to ask you about was a whole change of subject, and because you're on the land board, and I've heard presentations about what I'm going to ask you from Christian Juris. I've talked to Jim Brown about it and other people who would be involved. Lots of interest in what's going on with and what can we do about corner crossings. Can you give us an idea of what direction that's going to go? Well, thank you very much, Austin.
Thanks for the call. And what I'm going to do is we're like seconds away from a break. So Austin will put that in and we'll talk with him about that when we return. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. Nancy, Elena, and Marilyn are all waiting to visit with you. It's going to be a busy half hour to come here on TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We'll be right back. Okay, here's this.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource. We have each other.
Visit goredforwomen.org today to learn more.
Hey, welcome back. It's Talk Back on this Friday, June 19th. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. We're privileged to have with us Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knudsen. Austin, any comments before we take our next call?
Yeah, Skip called with some questions.
Yeah, Skip's called. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so Skip called about something that's come up and become kind of a hot button issue. I mean, of course, if you're any kind of a public land hunter like I am, this is a hot button issue. Skip asked about corner crossing. Look, this is not new. I will tell you, corner crossing was a fight in Montana this is like 12 years ago, 13 years ago when I was in the Montana legislature. This is a contentious issue. I think it's one that if the Montana legislature doesn't look at, it's probably going to have to go to court. So here's the situation. Currently in Montana, corner crossing is illegal. That's just a function of state law, period. It's trespassing. There has been a federal case out of Wyoming. An individual in Wyoming corner crossed. He was cited for trespassing. He sued in federal court. The federal judge determined that was not trespassing. That went up on appeal to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Okay, Wyoming is in the 10th Circuit. Montana is in the 9th Circuit. We are not in the 10th Circuit. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with that federal judge and said that is not trespassing. Corner crossing is not trespassing. Under federal law in Wyoming. That's where we sit right now. I suspect this is probably going to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is a very contentious issue, especially in the West, where you've got checkerboarded ownership, and you've got public lands that are often boundaried by, or sometimes even surrounded by private lands. That gets to be a very sticky wicket in a hurry. I am all for public access on the Montana Land Board. We routinely, I think routinely is the right word at this point. We will oftentimes trade landlocked parcels that the state owns because we can't access them. So we'll trade them to a landowner for equal value to a parcel that is of use to us and that the public can access. Guys, I'm a public land hunter. I've hunted elk on public land south of Butte for 30 years. If anybody values public lands, it's me. But I'm also a big believer in private property rights, and this is a really contentious issue. I think this is going to have to go up to the Ninth Circuit. I suspect the U.S. Supreme Court probably won't take this case up until there is a split in the federal circuits. Right now, there's not a split. There's only one ruling out of the Tenth Circuit. So I suspect that's what some of these groups are trying to stir up and make happen. But that's the state of the law right now in Montana.
Okay, let's get another caller on. This is Nancy. Nancy, you're on with Austin Knutson. Go ahead.
Good morning, Attorney General. And I just want to thank you, and you have my total support regarding your fight against illegal aliens in our state and also against fraud committed by foreign criminal gangs. You mentioned the Chinese duplicating our driver's licenses. That's an example. And I just want to urge anyone listening to please, I don't care what your political affiliation is, please support Austin Knutson and any elected official that's safeguarding our civilization against fraud. And I just want to point out that Social Security, we're being warned that in less than 10 years that senior citizens or any recipients of our Social Security are going to be cut 22%. And the reason is because our government did steal from the Social Security funds, but also fraud by foreign criminal gangs. They're stealing from we Americans, and it must be stopped. Once again, thank you, Attorney General, for all your efforts to help we Americans hang on to our civilization and for everything that we've worked for. Happy Father's Day, and have a wonderful 4th of July celebration.
Wow, she wrapped it all up there, Austin. Go ahead, please.
Nancy, you should go in the radio business. That was great. Thank you very much for the kind words. Look, fraud is a huge deal, and that one is that one falls squarely within my purview. I was very honored recently, a couple weeks ago, to get invited to the White House and have a sit down with Vice President Vance. He's heading the president's anti-fraud task force, and it was great. We had 15 or 16 state AGs, state law enforcement officials, all there. And we were ham and egging about how we can combat fraud, how we can work together. This is a breath of fresh air for us, guys. Let's be real candid. The first 4 years of my administration was under Joe Biden, and we had absolutely zero communication, let alone cooperation from the federal government on anything, on fraud, on law enforcement, immigration, any of it. This is just a complete 180.
Wonderful.
Whatever you think about this president, I can personally attest that they want to work with their state partners, and that is an amazing thing.
We're going to come right back.
Fraud thing.
Yeah, we're going to come right back. We'll continue that conversation when we return in just a moment. Our guest, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, back right after this on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Friday edition of Talk Back rolls right along. I, Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls. Our special guest on the phone is Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson. And folks have been waiting on the phone, but we do have, go ahead, Nick, please.
I was just saying, let's let Austin finish up what he was saying before the break there.
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Real quick, Nancy, you were talking about fraud. That's a big deal here in Montana. I'm in charge of a lot of those fraud divisions. It's not just me. It's also our state auditor, Jim Brown. He's the insurance commissioner, and a lot of those scams that we see do involve some insurance apparatus. And so his office will take those. But he's an absolutely fantastic partner. So the Medicaid fraud unit in Montana is housed within my shop. It's housed within DCI, our Division of Criminal Investigation. They're very busy. That was one area we identified that we can cooperate more with the feds because they partially fund that office. It's about a 75-25 fund split between the state of Montana and the feds. But I mean, basically, if we fund a few more positions in there, they'll fund a few more positions in there. And I think that could be a game changer for us. That's not a huge division. We've got a handful of investigators. I think we've got one prosecutor over there. But they're very busy, and we've had a lot of success prosecuting fraudsters who are stealing from Medicaid, just like you said, Nancy. The other case I want to point out, and this again, this is kudos to James Brown, our state auditor. They busted a $40 million scam that was involving tribal members that were supposedly being sent to California for mental health treatment. That wasn't happening. It was a complete fictitious scam. They were scamming the state. They were scamming our tribal reservations. So just a great piece of work right there by James Brown and his office, clawing $40 million back to the state of Montana. This fraud stuff does happen here, and we're diligent about it.
It reminds you of what happened up in Minnesota with Ilhan Omar and some of the things that went on there.
Oh, I mean, I think Minnesota, California, we're starting to see more and more of this. Ohio is finding a ton of this. Guys, I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. I think this has been going on for years. I'm afraid it's systemic. I'm afraid that, we start digging into this over at Department of Public Health here in Montana, we're going to find a lot more of this as well. So that's what we're up to.
All right, let's get another call in. This is Elena. Elena, you're on with Austin Knutson. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Elena.
Oh, thank you. Just a second. Okay. I have a question, of course. Austin, would you please give a summary and reason why you're going after the Gallatin County attorney, Audrey Cromwell? Specifically, why you're trying to take supervisory control?
I certainly can. Thanks for the question, Elena. Yeah, so here's what's going on in Gallatin County. But let's start with the big picture. Big picture under state law, and this is long-standing state law. This is not law that I put in place. It's been in place for decades. The Attorney General in Montana, under state law, has general, very broad supervisory authority over all the county attorneys in the state. Now, the county attorneys are independently elected. I'm a former county attorney out of Roosevelt County. I have tremendous respect for the county attorneys and the work they do across our state. They're the chief criminal prosecutors in their county. And again, I had that job. I was an elected county attorney. It is power that is not used often, right? Generally speaking, the county attorney's offices are left alone. They're free to hire who they want and prosecute the cases they want. They have pretty broad discretion. But there are instances when I think a county attorney is making an egregious error or maybe is getting more involved in politics than they are in doing their job, I'll exercise that authority. I have done so in Gallatin County. So here's why. The county attorney in Gallatin County is Audrey Cromwell. She decided on her own that she could interpret state law, and that under her interpretation of state law, federal ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, she determined that they were not a quote-unquote law enforcement agency, and that therefore her office did not have to share criminal justice information with them. Well, that is patently incorrect. First of all, she does not have the authority to interpret state law. That's not up to her. That's not a power that she has. Secondly, she's just flat wrong. I mean, state law is very clear. ICE and any federal law enforcement agency is, under Montana law, a law enforcement agency that we are required to share information with. She's being political, she's being woke, she's being a Soros DA, and she doesn't want to share that information with ICE. We've got a big illegal immigration problem in Gallatin County. She knows it. I know it. Everybody that lives in Gallatin County knows it. But our law enforcement stats back that up. So I exercised supervisory authority over her in that limited instance. I said, you need to undo that policy. You need to start sharing that information with ICE. She decided to run to the Montana Supreme Court and, you know, cry to them and hope that they will step in and be activist and undo state law. I didn't make the state law. I didn't put that law in place. But the fact remains, the Montana legislature has given the attorney general very broad, sweeping supervisory authority over county attorneys. I'm very, very selective in when I exercise that authority. I've only done it a couple times. But this is an egregious case where we've got a county attorney who is acting well outside of her boundaries. She's attempting to be political and to the detriment of her county, and I'm not going to stand for it. So we're going to fight this out at the Montana Supreme Court. The case has been fully briefed. We're waiting on the court. You know, they could rule tomorrow. They could rule in 6 months. I don't know what's going to happen there. But I'm hoping that the court sides with the legislature, sides with the law, and dismisses this ridiculous case that she's brought.
And she is an elected official, right?
She is an elected official, and she's up for re-election right now. I'm hoping the citizens of Gallatin County recognize they made a mistake. She's way out of her depth. She's let a lot of those cases go.
Right.
Most of her felony caseload has been prosecuted by me in my office for the last 4 years.
We're up against a break. We're going to come right back. We still have Grandpa Lou in Billings in Maryland on the line waiting to visit with you, Austin. Our guest, Austin Knutson, Montana's Attorney General. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. And thanks for joining us on TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Busy Bees Clean.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All over the state of Montana, it's Talk Back, and again, we appreciate Austin Knutson, Montana's Attorney General, being on the phone with us, talking to so many more people now. I believe Grandpa Lou from Billings is on the line. Grandpa Lou, good morning, and thanks for holding.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and thanks for having me on. And I just want to tell our great Attorney General, Austin Knutson, you know, thank you for all your hard work and standing strong for Montana and America. God bless you, sir. And this is Red Friday. Remember everyone deployed. Thank you and Semper Fi.
All right. Thanks for the call. Your thoughts, Austin?
Well, Grandpa Lou, thank you so much for the compliment. I appreciate it. I don't often get those in Helena, so it's good to hear somebody from Yellowstone County with an attaboy. Billings is basically my second home, so I appreciate the sentiment. Absolutely, let's support our veterans, not just today, but every day. We've got deployed service people all over the world, and they need our support, and we have to keep them in mind. So thank you.
You bet. And Marilyn is waiting. Marilyn, good morning. You're on with Attorney General Knutson. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. First of all, really quick, I'd like to tell Harry that I finally found something to agree with him on about the metal in the faces of really pretty girls. It's really sad to see. So anyways, Austin, I do appreciate you also very, very, very much, and I would like to bring up Initiative I-94 and the lies and the propaganda that are going on with that out there, and the signature gathering and the Soros dark money connection. And I think that it's going to be found unconstitutional, and I'm wondering if you will be challenging that if it does, if the people aren't informed enough, and go ahead and vote in favor of that thing.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Well, thanks, Marilyn. I appreciate it. I'll tell you just off the top of my head, I'm not sure which one I-94 is. If that's the corporate money one, that's what I suspect we're talking about. Yeah, look, this has been litigated, unfortunately. So there's an initiative, a ballot initiative coming to try to basically undo the Federal Citizens United case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court. And that's a First Amendment case. But basically what this ballot initiative is trying to do in Montana is say that, well, corporate dollars cannot be used in campaigns. I mean, the first thing I would say is in Montana, corporations are already very, very limited in what they can do in campaigns to start with. But this is an attempt by a handful of sore losers, a handful of Democrats and very, very moderate, quote unquote, Republicans to try to keep corporate money out of elections. Look, it's going to get challenged. If that thing passes, we've already been to the Ninth Circuit on this issue several times. I mean, I can think, you know, 10, 15 years ago, this went up to the Ninth Circuit because a similar thing was tried, and it was struck down as unconstitutional under the First Amendment. I strongly suspect that that's what's going to happen here. I can say you probably wouldn't be surprised if my office was involved in that, but it's going to depend on if that thing passes. It's going to depend on if they actually got the signatures to get that on the ballot and what that looks like. But to say I'm dubious of that initiative is being pretty cautious.
Oh, so Producer Nick, do we have time to get one? Let's get one more call in. This is Bill from the Flathead. Bill, go ahead quickly.
How can groups like Friends of the Wild Swan, I heard, are protesting a project, I don't know much about it, in Hungry Horse, around Hungry Horse Park, and they're taking it to our favorite court in Missoula. How can they just pick who sees or who hears their plea? And I mean, you know, it's over when they take it down there to... That's the only place they take their appeals to.
All right, thanks for the call. Austin, we got about a little less than 2 minutes.
Okay, Bill, I'll try to be quick here. Yeah, look, this is a real problem in Montana. So what I suspect you're talking about, I don't know the facts for sure. I'm not familiar with this case, but I suspect what they're probably going to do is whatever this project is, if it's a logging project or construction project, they're probably trying to run to federal court in Missoula and get in front of Judge Don Malloy, who historically on the federal circuit has been an extremely liberal, you know, very, very friendly to the environmentalist cause. And it's a problem. Judge Malloy is now on senior status. You've got a new chief judge down there in the Missoula district in Judge Bill Mercer. I suspect we're going to see some changes out of that court very soon. But look, you're talking about venue selection, and this is a problem in Montana, whether it's in federal court or it's in state court. The legislature has made some changes to that. It used to be anybody who challenged a state statute, you had to bring the suit in Helena, in Helena District Court. I don't think that's fair. I mean, if you live in the Flathead, something's going on in the Flathead, it's affecting you in the Flathead, and you got to come and hire a lawyer and file suit in Helena, I don't think that's right. So we've been advocating for some changes to that. There have been some changes.
Awesome.
It's getting better, Bill, but I don't know the case.
We are completely out of time. I want to say thank you for sharing your time with us. We appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend, sir.
You too, guys. Thanks so much. Enjoy Father's Day.
Thank you. The same to you, sir. Okay, Mr. Nick, as we look forward to Monday, what's coming up, sir?
We are going to have 2 full hours of open phones on Monday.
Whoa! Yeah. That's going to be fun. So everybody, save up your topics and give us a call Monday at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Get out there and make it a great weekend. And again, happy Father's Day to all of you. We'll be back.